Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esbas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Fein, Rezeva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue with the three important lessons that we learn from each of the five of the Talmidim, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So Rabbi Yossi says, Yi Mamet Chamercha Chav Alach Shalach, the money of your friend, his possessions, that which he owns, should be as beloved to you like your own. Also, V'haskan Asmach Halom by Torah, She'en Yerushalach, you should prepare yourself to learn Torah, because not an inheritance to you, even though we know this concept of Torah Chazeres Lachsan Yishalach, the Torah goes back to its host, and this is being addressed to a person who has Torah throughout the generations in his family, then he can be more or less assured Torah will be with him also. Rabbi Yossi is telling him that's only if you prepare yourself to learn Torah. It's not 100% that the Torah is just going to come back to you. You have to prepare yourself and make yourself ready for it and be a proper kli to absorb the Torah and accept it and learn it properly, and only then a person will be able to have Torah. And lastly, all your deeds should be l'shem shemayim, which means even if a person is doing seemingly plain mundane things like eating and drinking and whatnot, he should have the kavanah, this really l'shem shemayim, to give me kayach to be able to do avodas Hashem. It's not just tzaddikim that when they eat and they sleep and they drink, they have proper kavanas. Every regular person is supposed to have these kavanas, says Rabbi Yaisi. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shimon, another Talmud says, Have Yisar b'Kriyat Shema v'Tfila, be very careful with Kriyat Shema and Tfila. Make sure you say them in the proper time. And Uchshat HaMespalel, when you daven Shema Esrei, Al Tas Tfilas Chakeva, don't make your Tfila like it's Keva, like it's a set thing that you have to do. Every day I have to read chapter 5 in this book, so you kind of just mumble the words and move on with it. El Rachum Tachnun l'fnei Amokam Baruchu, say you're davening as if it's Rachum Tachnunim, that you're asking for mercy and you're begging and treating Hashem for help. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Kichan rachem hu erech apayim rav chesed v'nicham al ara. Hashem wants us to daven in this pleading manner so we can build this relationship with Him, not just mumbling the words to get over with it. And lastly, v'alti rasha b'fnei atzmecha, don't be rasha to yourself, which means don't do something today and tomorrow that you're going to, so to speak, turn yourself into a rasha and view yourself, look, I'm such a bad guy, anyway, I have no hope, and you're not going to do tshuva. Another way of understanding, which is nuanced, which sounds similar, but it's slightly different, don't look at yourself as a bad guy, because that could cause you to do bad things if that's what your self-image is. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Daled and Tesvav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.